Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to Eternit's conference call on the second quarter of 2014 earnings results. With us today in this conference call, we have Mr. Rodrigo Luz, Eternit's Chief Financial Officer and IR. At this time, all lines are in a listen-only mode. Later, there will be a question and answer session, and instructions to participate will be given at that time. If you need assistance during the call, please press the star key followed by zero. As a reminder, this conference is being broadcast live on www.eternit.com.br/ir. Presentation and the earnings release are also available on this website for download. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements are being made under the safe harbor of the Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1996. Actual performance could differ materially from those anticipated in any forward-looking comments as a result of macroeconomic conditions, market risks, and other factors. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Mr. Rodrigo Luz, Chief Financial Officer and IR at Eternit. Ms. Rodrigo Luz, you may proceed.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening to our conference call on the earnings results of the second quarter of 2014. Starting on slide number three with the highlights of second quarter 2014, our economy in Brazil saw the reduction of the forecast of the Brazilian GDP from 2%, as expected in the beginning of the year, to 0.9% for 2014. As a consequence, the civil construction GDP was also revised down to -2.2%. This is the result of the slowdown we are witnessing in 2014. As for our sector and industry, specifically according to ABRAMAT, the Brazilian Association of Civil Construction Materials, sales had a reduction of 4.6% in the first half of 2014 vis-à-vis the same period in the previous year. This is far below the growth forecasts that had been previously announced by the entity. There was also a reduction from 4.5% to 2% of expected growth in 2014. This is a consequence of sales in June, when there was a retraction of almost 14% in comparison to the same period in the previous year. Due to the World Cup, the number of working days during that period was reduced, greatly reduced, causing this drop. Also, consumers reduced the pace of renovations and sales, or rather purchases in the retail outlets. As a result, our Crisotil mineral saw a variation downwards in sale volumes. Also, as a result of seasonality in the second quarter, which we know is a period of smaller demand, but we still outperformed the sector. Our consolidated net revenue amounted to 220.6 million, down 8.6% compared to the second quarter 2013. This was driven by the smaller sales volumes, partially offset by the price increases in fiber cement and concrete tiles. Also, we have an offsetting factor related to the dollar appreciation and our exports. EBITDA in the first half of the year reached 35.3 million. That is 25.7% below the previous period due to the reduction in sales volumes, as previously mentioned, and also due to the increase in operating expenses related to the restructuring of our subsidiary Tegla. As a result, net income totaled 18.1 million, decreasing 33.2%. In 2014, our yield was 6.9%, and we received some acknowledgments and awards in the areas of human resources and marketing. In slide number 4, for those of you following us for the first time, allow me to say that Eternit is the largest and most diversified roof covering industry in Brazil. We work on the areas of fiber cement, building solutions, and we also commercialize chrysotile mineral and manufacture and sell sanitary wear. We operated at maximum capacity in chrysotile, around 90% of our capacity in fiber cement. In concrete tiles, we had an occupancy rate of 50%. In the second quarter, as I said, even though this is a period that traditionally shows a slowdown in demand, the company operated in fiber cement above the demand in order to build up inventories, because the second half of the year is traditionally a period when we see demand picking up. On slide number 6, moving on to operating performance, sales of chrysotile mineral had a retraction of 11.9% compared to the previous period. And as I said, this is caused by the slowdown in the construction material segment. Therefore, sales of asbestos for fiber cement manufacturers in the domestic market were partially affected, and in exports there was a small contraction due to the slowdown in the Asian economy. So when we analyze the first half, sales totaled 145.4 million tons, especially due to the pressure in the international market with an increase of 12.8%. There was a very good performance in the first quarter. And in the domestic market, performance was down 1.8%, and this was offset by the growth in the export market. In fiber cement, the volume in the second quarter was 190,000 tons. Due to the downturn in the sector, especially in the month of June, due to the excessive concentration of holidays relating to the World Cup. So the volume was 403,000 tons, and this was driven by the high competitiveness and the excellent performance we saw in the first quarter. Concrete tiles in the same period saw a retraction of 20% in the quarter, with the sales of 1,175,000 square meters. This was caused by the strong retraction and the World Cup effect. Year to date, sales totaled 2,450,000 square meters, which represents 8.6% less than the previous periods due to the factors I have mentioned. Now, moving on to our economic and financial performance, consolidated net revenue in the quarter amounted to 220 million. This performance is 8.6 below the previous period. And if we look to the domestic market, we had 182.4 million, therefore a reduction of 8.9% as a result of the retraction in sales and the overall conditions in our segment. This was partially offset by the price increases in fiber cement and concrete tiles. In exports, net revenue contracted 7.2% in comparison to the same period in the previous year, totaling 382 million in the period. So as a result, this was partially offset due to the dollar appreciation. In year-to-date, we have a consolidated net revenue of 464 million, 2.6 above the same period in last year. Due to export sales that total 80 million, so an increase of 15.5%, and also due to the performance in the first quarter in terms of sales and dollar appreciation. Domestic market sales, 384 million, practically stable in comparison to the same period. In slide number 11, we see the COGS breakdown for the second quarter of 2014. Well, our costs have remained stable if we look back to previous quarters, but I would like to call your attention to raw materials and labor costs for the three segments or lines of business. So we saw 35.3 million for the first quarter, 25.7% below the previous quarter due to the one-off expenses relating to the restructuring of our subsidiary Tegula due to the collective bargaining agreement and expenses relating to the implementation of the Research and Development Center in the city of Manaus. And this was offset by the price repositioning in fiber cement and concrete tiles and also the appreciation of dollar vis-a-vis the real. As a result, our EBITDA margin reduced 4% and ended the period with 16%. On the next slide, number 13, net income saw 18.1 million in the quarter, down 33.2% in relation to the previous quarter. And we saw 3% down in our net margin due to the aspects we commented in relation to EBITDA and also due to income tax return expenses. This is our net income due to the fact that in the period our net income was practically null.
On slide 14, we see debt. Total debt of Ethernet is 54.6 million and gross debt of Ethernet and its controlled companies in this period came up to 104 million, and this is due particularly to the advance of export contracts of controlled companies SAMA, funds for working capital and financing of trucks, machinery, and inputs for operations. Talking about investments, over the period, we invested 15 million, 11 million in new businesses geared to the R&D center in Manaus, and 4 million to maintain our industrial complexes. Year to date, the investment total is 44 million and most was geared to the R&D center in Manaus. Slide number 17, let's talk about the shareholding structure. this structure remained virtually unaltered over the past years. We have a strong concentration of individual investors with around 60% of stake in the total capital. Clubs, funds and foundations hold 24%. Investors abroad 11.4% and other corporations 1.8%. Free float 98.5%. Shareholders with the highest stakes in the company are Geração Elpa 15.25%, Luiz Barsi Filho 13.61%, Victor Adler plus its brokerage house 8.84%, directors 1.24%, and stocks in treasury 0.03% below. We see the board of directors and the board of auditors. On slide 18, we talk about the policy of compensation. Here we see past 4 years and the current fiscal year so that we can get a good idea of the payout. So the payout is between 60 and 70-80%. In 2014, payout accounts for 86%. And the next payment will be made August 27th. Slide 19. We see share performance for the period in comparison 1 year, and Eternit's shares fell by 10.2% against a growth in the IBOVESPA index of 12%. When we look at this period, payment of dividends and interest on capital included, this depreciation narrows down to 1.8%. This over a 12-month period. Now, if we look at a broader period, we outperformed the IBOVESPA index. Slide 21, we talk about Chrysotil, Brazilian asbestos. Over the quarter, we haven't had any changes in this front. Numbers are the same, but for those who are new to this topic or are listening to us for the first time, it's important to point out that Chrysotil mineral activity in Brazil is regulated by Federal Law 9055/95, by Decree 2/350/97, and it's also present in the International Labour Organization Convention 162, and it regulates transport, sales, etc., of Chrysotil. And it's important to say that the action before the Supreme Court and through direct actions of unconstitutionality, we're arguing whether a few state laws that were passed creating restrictions to Chrysotil activity, so we argue that perhaps they are unconstitutional because there is already a federal law. So the first two laws that were passed down in 2001 prohibited imports, extraction, sales, and installation of products containing any kind of asbestos were adjudged, and they were ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court because they were encroaching on the competence of the union, of the federal government. So currently we have a new law in the state of São Paulo, Rio Grande do Sul, and Pernambuco that restricts the use of asbestos in the states. And this was argued by the Confederation of Brazilian Workers, and we were waiting for a decision. In 2008, the Brazilian Association of Magistrates and the Association of Judges proposed a direct action of unconstitutionality against the second article of this federal law 9055 that is also waiting for a trial or a decision by the Supreme Court on the merit. But the company reinforces its belief on the Brazilian justice, and we believe that technical and scientific evidence will help us win. Over the period, as I said in slide 23, we'd like to point out the awards that we were given in human resources. SEMA, our Crisitel mining company, was elected the sixth best workplace in Latin America by GTPW and was the only mining company awarded by this international entity in the category between 500 and 1,000 associates. SEMA was also awarded for the fourth consecutive year with the GTPW Prize Best Companies to Work for Midwest 2014. In slide 24, we are talking about human resources. Our human resources manager and director were also awarded as the most admired human resource departments in Brazil. And in marketing, we received an award, the 20th Abend Award, in the category of digital mobile browsing optimization for the new Ethernet portal, the brand of the owl. So these were the highlights for Ethernet. For you to see other awards that are available on you can access our website. On slide 25, you have further information. If you need any other clarifications, we are at your disposal.
So now we are going to have our Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star zero, followed by the one key. And if you would like to remove your question from the queue, please press star two. Our first question comes from the web. Good morning. How much do we need left or to invest in Manaus, and when will we have production kicked off? Thank you very much for your question. Well, the expected investment for 2014 that we announced in our budget for new business, including the R&D center in Manaus, well, the total was 40 million. So when you look to the realized capital expenditures for the year, we invested 33 million. And we expect to start operations in 2015. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. To ask a question, please press star one. Once again, should you wish to ask a question, please press star 1. Excuse me, our next question comes from Guilherme from the web. Well, do we have a plan to produce synthetic fiber cement in Manaus at a large scale? Good morning, Guilherme. As we mentioned, our Manaus project is a research and development center for the development of inputs for the construction business. And we have raw materials from the current portfolio and from the future portfolio. So yes, we are working towards the production of synthetic fiber in this new venture. Our next question comes from Carlos from the web. What does the company expect in relation to resuming a stronger pace of sales overall? Well, thank you very much for your question, Carlos. Eternity, if you look to our background and history, we see that traditionally the second half of the year shows a stronger level of demand. So those of you who have followed us in previous conference calls, you might remember that I said that the 2014 would be a very challenging year, this due to the World Cup effect, and also because of the elections we're going to have very soon. So you know that the World Cup event has already been felt. We know the reflection it had on the economy, especially on the industry we operate. And even associations and other entities feel optimistic about the second half of the year. So therefore, if market conditions are maintained, we may repeat this trend of a much better performance in the second half of the year. Excuse me, our next question comes from Daniel Moreira from the web. What does the company expect in terms of sale and profitability of sanitary ware in 2014 and beyond that? Daniel, thank you very much for your question. It is our policy never to give projections. But the sanitary ware business is moving along as expected. We are now in a ramp-up phase because it's a greenfield project, as you know. And as I said, so everything is going according to schedule and expectations. So as soon as we have the ability to do so, we will announce the results we are obtaining in this sector. Excuse me, our next question comes from Anna Hartley, Libu. Would you please give us some more detail about the export demand, because some developed economies are now rebounding, but Chrysotile is not going back. Anna, thank you for your question. In fact, this is true. In the first half of the year, Chrysotile sales volume was growing if we compare it to the previous quarter. And especially during the second quarter, we saw a slight retraction in Asian economies, specifically India, which is our main competitor. And this of course, you know, side by side with the rebound of more developed economies. But we believe this is a one-off effect and a long year. If we have the same type of performance we saw in previous years, we have been operating at maximum capacity since the last half of 2013. So if market conditions remain, we'll probably see the same occurring in 2014. And since there is an expectation, you know, especially Abramachi and Anamaco, they expect that sales of construction materials will increase in the second half of the year, in spite of the slowdown in emerging nations where we sell chrysotile. We don't sell chrysotile in large volumes to developed nations, so we believe that we'll be able to market this chrysotile in the domestic market. But what we expect is that sales to the export markets will be maintained at the same levels as in previous periods. So in the second half of the year, you've built up some inventories, as you usually do, to face up more heated demand in the second half of the year. Is that correct? Yes, in fiber cement, this is the strategy we adopted. In chrysotile mining, since we are already at full capacity, this is not necessary because we are, you know, operating at full speed, so we have just a minimum safety inventory, and we market everything domestically and to the export market. But for fiber cement, it's exactly what you said.
Our next question is from Jorge Araujo. Will investments continue the way they were planned regardless of the election's outcome? Jorge, thank you very much for your question. As I told you, we have already published an investment forecast, and what we are monitoring is the economic performance of the country. If we see a resumption in economic activity in the second half year, the investment plan will remain unaltered. Otherwise, we will have to rethink it month to month to make decisions and make investments that are compatible with the economic performance of the country and of the company. Excuse me. If you have any other questions, please press star 1. Excuse me, if there are no more questions, I'd like to pass the floor to Mr. Rodrigo Luz for his final remarks. I'd like to thank you all for participating in our conference call of the earnings release. And since in some answers I mentioned that according to Abramat, the second half year will see a recovery and more positive results against 2013. And this combined with the resumption of renovation activity and higher retail sales and also a recovery on the retail, on the real estate market. Another entity that speaks on behalf of construction materials merchants believes that in the second half that construction materials sales that represent 50% of all sales on a year basis will resume growing at a pace that historically coincides with the peak demand for the company, that is the second half year, is always stronger than the first half year, all market conditions remaining unchanged. And this is the trend that we see as a company. As I said, with all market conditions remaining unaltered, we expect the company to outperform the industry, and this has been true over the past year. So once again, thank you very much for participating in this conference call. I hope to meet you soon. Have a good day. Ladies and gentlemen, this conference is concluded. Thank you very much for participating.